missing.
All right, or just one?
It's snaggle too.
Okay. And what do you call this fleshy part up here?
Your gum.
Your gum? Okay. What about this? This is what?
That's your hand.
Okay, this part of it right here is my
palm.
Okay, and if I do it like this, I'm making
a fist.
And I'm making two.
Two fists.
Okay. If people, when they get older, sometimes complain they're getting a little stiff in their
back or legs.
Okay, or maybe this part. Arm. Okay, or ever heard anybody say they're getting stiff in their joints?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call this upper part of a man's body? That's his
chest.
His chest, okay, and these are his
shoulders.
Okay. And you say, all right, I showed you my hand. I've got two
hands.
Okay. And this whole thing right here is my
thigh and leg.
Okay, and I've got one
foot.
And I really have two
feet.
Okay. What do you call this part of it right here?
Shin.
Shins. It really hurts when you run into something with that, doesn't it?
Really do, yes.
Really stings. What about this part of the leg right here? You might say I'm squatting down on my what?
Thigh.
On my thigh. Have you ever heard that called haunches?
Yeah.
Squat down on the haunches?
Yes.
Okay. If somebody that you know has been sick for a while, but he's up and about now, you'd say, well, he's up now, but he still looks a bit
peaky, a bad,
a bit peaky,
thin.
Okay. What about what would you call a man who's very big and muscular and he can lift heavy weights? You'd say
he's a giant.
Okay, or maybe he's a strong man.
Strong man.
Would you ever use the word stout for something like that?
Yeah.
To mean that he's strong?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a person who always has a smile on his face and he never loses his temper? You say he's mighty what?
Yeah, I say he's mighty pleasant.
Mighty pleasant. Okay. What about somebody like a teenager maybe? When he's at a certain age, he just seems to be all arms and legs and he just stumbles over everything. You say he's mighty what?
Awkward.
Mighty awkward, okay. What about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all? You'd say he's just a plain
fool.
Just a plain fool.
A foolish.
Uh-huh. Is that a pretty strong term?
Yeah.
Call somebody a fool?
It used to be. They don't use it as much as they used to.
Is that right? If they don't use it as much as they used to, what do you hear people call
well,
something like that now?
They would say he's, instead of a fool, I'd say he's not real bright.
He's not real bright.
Or he's off a little.
What about a man who's got plenty of money, but he likes to hang on to it? You call him a what?
Stingy.
Stingy? You ever heard him called anything else other than stingy?
Well, conservative.
Ever heard a person like that called a tightwad?
Yes, sir.
When you use the word common about a person, what would you mean? You say he's common.
Well, I think I'd call him just an average fellow.
Just average. Mm-hmm. But that word doesn't carry a bad sense with it. Mm-hmm. If you were not being complimentary about somebody, would you ever call him common?
Well, yeah, just say he wasn't exactly up to par. He's common. He wouldn't be.
But you would usually use it to refer just an average person, just a common man?
Yes, sir.
What about talking about an older person, say about 80 years old, something like that, who still does his farm work himself and he doesn't get tired easily? You say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
I call him super or spry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or maybe lively, something
that's
like
right.
That. Okay. If your children are out later than they're supposed to be, your wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy
about it. Okay. What about